Addressing the media Tuesday, Botswana's Minister of Health, Dr. Edwin Dikoloti, said travellers using the country's major entry points will all be subjected to Mpox screening.
I want to take this opportunity to assure Botswana that through the BPHI, we have significantly enhanced our epidemiological surveillance systems. We are currently intensifying monitoring and screening at key entry points, such as borders and airports, focusing on high-risk areas.
South Africa shares a 1,900-kilometer border with Botswana and, as of August 5, recorded 3 Mpox deaths. In Africa, the disease has claimed the lives of more than 500 people since the beginning of the year. Botswana Public Health Institute Acting Director Dr. Tebeyami Matseka says travellers will be required to fill out self-assessment forms at border checkpoints.
Screening at the points of entry entails self-assessment tool that we give to all travelers. You fill it out and then you submit it. But in the event you obviously have something more, and we can always attend to it. And then there are some times where through just random checks, you might identify someone who appears not to be well. So sometimes they will take those travelers on the side and investigate further.
Meanwhile, Dikoloti says Botswana is engaging with international partners for the supply of vaccines. According to Africa's Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the continent has about 200,000 vaccine doses against the requirement of at least 10 million doses. The World Health Organization country representative, Dr. Juliet Batarengai, says the scale of the Mpox vaccination will not be as broad because the disease affects countries differently.
We need to have a good understanding of the epidemiology in each and every country because it is different, and to understand the transmission patterns, and this will then guide on the use for vaccines.
Two vaccines are in use against Mpox, and the WHO recommends vaccination only for people at risk. Kondisi Dube, VOA News, Gaborone, Botswana.